Hello, and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting duo, Anna, sitting in the corner waiting for in-person cons to happen again because I want to dress up in a shitty costume and spend too much money, please God.
And I am the other host, Gabe, gay dog matchmaker.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
My dog has a boyfriend.
Good.
And
is it your dog like less than a year old?
Yeah, so is this one. They're like a month apart. And he lives on the same floor as us. And this other dog's trainers have taught him to ring a bell when he wants to go outside, which is like, you know, pretty standard thing that I absolutely did not do because every dog I've had has abused it when we tried to do it. And they're just like, yeah. I want to be outside. And you're like, I'm doing something. I can't take you outside every 5 minutes. But he has started to ring the bell when we walk by in the hallway. We like accidentally Pavloved him. And then they're outside at the same time and they play and, you know, lick each other's faces. And it's very sweet.
Of course.
And today, one of his owners, who are a pair of lesbians, said, our dogs are so gay. And I said, yes, that proves that it's nurture and not nature. Which took her by surprise.
Oh my god, two dogs raised in gay households will inevitably be gay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Thank
Ridiculous.
You.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for this.
Tell me about your emotional strife.
My
by your extremely long name.
The more strife I have, the longer my name becomes. That's just how these things work.
That's just the nature of the world.
That is just the nature of the world. I was on Pinterest, like I do every day, just scrolling aimlessly. And I got onto, like, you know how on Pinterest you find a thing and then you scroll down and there's like 12,000 things like that thing? I got onto a thread of, like, people's cosplay pictures at cons. And I'm like, I want to be there.
Have you been to a con before?
I've been to, like, small ones. I haven't been to, like, the huge, huge ones. Mostly because they are expensive and nowhere near me. But I want to go.
I mean, there are two reasonable sized ones in Chicago, so, you know.
Well, I am not in Chicago right at this moment.
Well, okay, they're also not happening right at this moment, but
I know,
assumed
exactly.
You were going to finish your degree at some point.
Yeah, I'm going back, and hopefully
well, okay.
Someday.
So, get off my dick. I was right. Oh, God, there's a fucking garbage truck.
Yeah, there are furnace men in my house fixing my furnace.
I'm sorry if you can hear the backup beeps. It's not my fault.
I can hear it through the Discord.
Well, I'm going to shield my microphone with my hand. That doesn't work. I don't know. I like cons, but they're also like so many.
Yeah.
It's a lot of energy. And this one time I was at not. So I've been to an anime convention once or twice, and I've been to like a, you know, Comic-Con clone once.
Yeah.
And at the Comic-Con clone, I saw a woman dressed as one of my childhood favorite anime characters.
Uh-huh.
From, like, it's not an obscure anime, but it's not well known anymore. And I lost my shit. And she took a picture with me, and then she kissed me on the cheek, and then I had to just go about my day.
You had to exist after that.
Yeah, like I couldn't just like die then. I met up with my dad and he was like, what was that? And I was like, don't worry about it. And he was like, oh, okay.
Don't worry about it.
And I was like,
yeah, I just want to go. I think I would go for a day. I wouldn't get the like multiple day pass thing because I might perish if I did that.
Yeah.
But to just go for one day. And to be in my own costume that I, like, spent a lot of time preparing as opposed to just pulling stuff. I don't know. I mean, possibly a podcast character or something like that. But the thing is that I don't have, like, anything to do cosplays. I don't have any wigs. I don't have any contacts. I don't have any fucking costume foam. to make a fake sword or whatever.
You don't need all that shit.
I know, but I don't need all that, I want to. What I want to do.
Podcast cosplay is probably mostly going to get you weird looks. That's not like something that's immediately identifiable or actually even identifiable at all necessarily. As people do not have visual reference for podcast characters.
Well, I know, but what I've done so far for cosplay is just kind of like, you know, closet cosplays with the clothes I already own and shitty makeup that I just have. What I want to go all out.
Okay.
I want to spend a long time shittily making a costume, and I want to put a lot of effort into it, and I want to go to a place and have people look at it. Is that too much to ask for?
Apparently. Well, we got to actually get to the show at some point, but I had a childhood cosplay I wanted to do, but I didn't want to wear a wig, and his hair is extremely long, so there was a long period where I was like, I'm just going to grow my hair to that length and bleach it for the character and then chop it off when I'm done. And every time I've gotten close, I've been like, no, I want to cut my hair, but I am growing my hair out again. So maybe this is the time that I will get my hair past my ass for a fucking cosplay.
Oh, that's
when I
so
know
long.
That wigs exist. Listen, someone's got to be stupid about this shit, and it's me.
Exactly. I believe in you. I believe in you so much. Now that we've talked about cosplay for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna play something for you.
Okay.
This was sent in by Satan's personal delivery boy, who sent in like 17 of these.
Oh.
So I'm gonna space them out so we don't perish. This is Feel Good Inc., except it's Kids Bop and with vibrato effect by Alex.
Oh. No.
I forgot how bad it was.
What?
What is her car?
Oh, pain.
Oh my god. This is exactly what I wanted.
This is not what I wanted.
I can feel my cells dying.
I know. I love when somebody uses the vibrato effect, the words just disappear.
Like I
there's no more lyrics anymore.
It sounds like a Christopher Walken voice.
Oh my god, Feel Good Inc., except it's Christopher Walken.
I want that. Somebody make that for
us. No, you don't want it.
No.
Oh. It's just pain.
I mean, is that not what our podcast is for?
Sometimes I enjoy myself. Now is not one of those times.
I'm having a great time. Like, do I ever want to hear this again when we finish? No. But am I enjoying myself in the moment? Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I take it back.
Yeah.
This is so rough.
Oh. This is really rough.
This is so rough.
The last
Oh my god.
I'm gonna cry.
This is so fucking cursed.
It's so bad.
It's like a fucked up seal. I am also like a fucked up seal.
Gender.
Yeah, the gender of the day is fucked up seal. Do with that what you will.
No.
God.
I think this might be the worst part.
I think the rap was worse.
Yeah, it's all pretty bad.
I mean, yeah, it's almost like that's the point of the show.
Ba-bop-bop. Windmill.
God.
I feel like I'm being, like, whipped around in one of those gravity simulators that NASA has.
You are.
I am.
That is what's happening, in fact. You passed out. This is a dream.
This song
is being whipped around.
Making me experience 20 Gs and I die.
This song is making me experience time dilation. Thank you to Satan's personal delivery boy for that monstrosity.
Oh, the laugh is absolutely the worst part. I'm just saying that right now.
That's what I sound like when I laugh. Yeah, I've never actually laughed on the show. I've merely chuckled. A true laugh would destroy your brain.
I have no doubt that it would. Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
I said I was gonna cry because of that video, but let me give you a video that actually made me cry earlier today.
I don't want it.
It was so cursed and so bad that I did start tearing up.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I know this. I hate you.
This is the Ramen Joy infomercial by TJ the Emperor.
I hate it here.
Oh my god, and this hurt me so much.
Your eyes on these homemade dishes and chocolatey desserts, all made with ramen noodles.
So fucking
really?
Cursed.
Ramen noodles?
Ramen yes, noodles. Ramen.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Ramen Joy cookbook, filled with unbelievable recipes everyone will love. This entire basket cost under $10, and wait till you see what you can make with it. Check these out. Ramen shrimp. Ramen sliders.
Here.
Watch this. Brown some beef or any other meat with a ramen seasoning pack. Dump in a package of ramen, a good-sized squirt of ketchup, and a can of cola. Yes, cola for a fantastic barbecue.
This is like such fucking white people bullshit.
What is this?
White people bullshit.
Even I would not touch that.
Then add your favorite toppings.
You say that in theory, but...
Ramen pizza crust.
I don't trust you.
And here's my favorite. Just dump some ramen on top of some leftover chicken and veggies. Add a can of soup, stir and bake. A delicious feast for the whole family. All for less than $3. What, the best salad ever? Start with lettuce,
like, here's the thing.
Oranges.
Yeah. If you're in a situation where you need to, like, financially rely on something like ramen,
yeah,
I totally feel you. There are ways to make, like, you know, different types of noodle dishes with ramen.
Yeah, but not pizza crust.
Not like a fucking tart. What the fuck is that?
A berry crumble.
God.
You can also get ramen nibbles with my favorite party recipe.
Ramen nibbles.
Like cheesy jalapeno poppers or this fresh ramen hummus. And don't
ramen hummus.
Yummy. You can get both.
I hate it here.
I gotta
ramen
go.
Recipes for $10.
Mushroom pilaf. Coconut shrimp.
Here's the thing.
Yes, what is the thing?
The thing is that it is currently Pesach. Hag Sameach to everybody who is a Jew. except for, like, I don't actually know. It'll still barely be by the time this goes up, but barely.
Yeah, on Friday.
But I saw a TikTok this morning of somebody crumbling up matzah.
Like, yes.
Into a fine powder and mixing it with, like, eggs and shit and making a pasta out of it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's pasta that's kosher for Passover. You don't gotta do that much work. And, like, I see, like, my mom used to make little, like, matzah biscuit things, which were good, but it's also, like, y'all, stop it.
Some people put so much effort into just going the long way around to make food, and I'm like, why? Why would you do this?
I also saw somebody make, like, a matzah pizza dough. And I'm like, matzah pizza already exists. You just put it on top of the piece of matzah and it's disgusting and it's tasty and everybody loves it.
My favorite kind of pizza is disgusting but tasty pizza.
Like, yeah, matzah pizza is an abomination and it's delicious and I look forward to it every year.
Abomination that I love eating.
Yeah. Okay, this is, I wanted to play this video for a while, but it was only on Twitter, which was inconvenient. Yeah. So I did manage to find a version of it on YouTube, but it's a Warrior Cats video.
Oh, good.
So just ignore the
That's
Warrior
just a
Cats
little treat for us to see.
part of it. This is Back in the Subaru by Chris Fleming.
Oh. Oh, good. Usually the type of girl who's interested in me is one stop away from becoming a full-time lesbian. Willing to give me one more try. I'm kind of a guy. I look like Ben Folds' grandma. Put me in a polo shirt and a bar in a way I can look like your high school boyfriend. If it witnessed a murder. But I know it just doesn't work out. Oh. And you're gonna get back in the Subaru forever. God, Chris Fleming.
Like, he's not wrong.
Yeah. He is not. If a girl's feeling kind of hetero, but doesn't want to settle up to the patriarchy, they see me and they go, oh, perfect. He's more of an upright miniature horse than a man. Oh, perfect.
An upright miniature horse.
I know you said ignore the Warrior Cats part of this, but I cannot.
I mean, you can choose to enjoy it if you want to.
Oh my god. Subaru forever. Back in the Subaru for all time. For all time. Thank you. Thank
you,
Chris Fleming.
So welcome. And thank you to whoever did that Warrior Cats video.
Thank you.
Ursa Day.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
That was, it added a little something something.
Oh,
I know
really
nothing
did.
About Warrior Cats.
I used to read the Warrior Cats. I don't
that
remember.
Tracks, yeah.
Yes, of course. I don't remember very much about it. And I don't think I read like a lot of them. I know there's like several different series. And I think I only maybe read half of one series. but I had an experience the other day.
Oh.
So, you know how pet owners sometimes like to just speak for their pets, like give their pets little voices.
Yes.
Saying like, oh, feed me, I'm so hungry, or whatever, things like that. My family does that quite a lot. We have several cats. And the other day, my parents started doing that. And they were like, do you think the cats call us humans two legs? And I was like, I don't have time to explain all of Warrior Cats to you right now.
Oh, God. I want
like,
you to know.
I gotta go.
That the beginning of our interaction reminded me of that one Ryan and Shane audio that's going around TikTok.
Oh, God, which
Ryan's
one?
Ryan's like, I used to be a Sprinkles guy. And Shane goes, yeah,
you look
like
a
Sprinkles
guy.
Like, yeah, you seem like a Warrior Cats person to me.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But I never got into it. And I've never had, like, that kind of existential crisis. But I did once get high with my mother. And we were sitting on the couch and I started crying. And she was like, why? And I was like, do you think that our dog knows that I love him?
Oh.
And she was like, I can't do this.
I cannot do this right now.
And she was like, I'm sure he does. Probably, maybe. And I was like, maybe.
Like, oh, that's not comforting. Oh, my God.
It was a nightmare.
Yes. Things like that often are.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
There's so many birds outside my window. I'm sorry if you get bird ASMR.
They're trying to say hello.
I don't want them to say hello.
They're trying to say, they're trying to warn you about the ghost
goodbye,
in
birds.
Your house. No.
there isn't a ghost in this one. The ghost is in the last one.
Well, have you looked around? Maybe there is a ghost in this
one. I did.
Look harder.
Oh my God.
So this was sent in by Lottie probably isn't a giant. And this is They Might Be Giants. Fingertips.
We should just have a They Might Be Giants episode.
You're right. I think that you're
no,
correct.
No, we can't do that for copyright reasons. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. So this is Fingertips by They Might Be Giants, which is just a collection of like 10-second song bits.
Yeah.
It hurts me. Everything is catching, yes. Everything is catching on fire. Everything's catching on fire.
Same. I am also catching on fire.
Fingertips, fingertips, fingertips.
I hear the wind.
No, I do know this one.
What is this? It
seems to sometimes say, you just have to give in. I'm the one who loves
you. Sometimes you do.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
Underneath my pillow. Come on.
What?
Come on and wreck my car.
Aren't you the guy who hits me in the eye?
The milk,
please pass the milk, please. This is please pass so much more than I remember it being.
I know.
Oh. Who's knocking on the wall?
The thing is that I want full songs of only a few of these.
Yeah. Apparently it was a challenge to only write choruses to songs.
Oh.
And for them to be kind of commercial-esque. Interesting.
I don't understand you.
I don't understand you.
Okay, so apparently in the American album, but not the European and Japanese one, each of these were listed as a different track, and they wanted you to shuffle the album.
Oh, good.
So they would just be, like, interspersed among the other songs.
Just a 3-second song.
But in the European and Japanese version, it's like this where it's all one track, so you can't do that.
I don't know which one's better.
I don't know. I used to really like... there were, like, some... I don't know what genre they are. Rock-ish people I had who...
Rock-ish.
Would have those songs that go between tracks, but they aren't their own distinct track, so really the only way you can hear them is by just listening through.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a really cool coding thing, and I feel like there's not really a way to capture that anymore.
I know.
On digital media.
Yeah.
Because, like, one of them now is just, like, the end of the song if you listen to it streaming, and it's not as good.
Yeah.
I am having a heart attack. You nailed it.
I'm having a heart attack because this song.
Don't let your heart attack you over your music tastes. You should fight back. Attack your heart back.
Attack it back.
Yeah. Roll initiative against your heart.
I rolled a 2.
Well, that's not a good... That's not an auspicious start.
Nope. No, it isn't. Scary.
Beautiful. I can really feel it in my butt. It's the place where you feel music, right?
Yeah. Every song that I've ever felt.
Just in the butt.
In the butt. God.
Do you have an opinion on whether or not they are giants?
I think they might be.
I also think they might be. This is the stupidest thing we've ever done. I hate it here.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lottie.
Thank you, Lottie.
This.
We appreciate you.
We do.
Okay, what do you I don't get? Know. I don't know if this counts as a full. This is like a weird mashup of Gabe's Hyperfixation Corner and Gabe's Weeaboo Palace.
Okay, I can mash that up later in the edit.
Gabe's Weeaboo Corner.
I've fallen down like a little bit of a Vocaloid hole.
Good. I'm so
glad. I'm trying to stop myself. I do not want to let this become hyperfixation. But there was one track that was going around on TikTok, and I was like, that's actually pretty catchy, but I only like this one version. And then I saw people doing compilation videos where they were doing, like, 30 seconds of this song with like a bunch of different Vocaloids so you could hear the differences in their voices. And yes. I was like, that's so cool. But then yeah. I saw one that had even more Vocaloids and I was like, yeah, give it to me. And there were like maybe 20 of them. And there was one of them that I was like, okay, it's been a while since that. Like the last time I really heard Vocaloid music was very early Vocaloids, or it was like memes like we play on the show.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what it actually sounds like now. And some of these sound fucking amazing. Like, what the fuck?
Here's the thing. It's progressed so far.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is that some Vocaloids aren't Vocaloids. Some of them are people.
What? That defeats the entire
There is point. A subset. I don't remember what the name is because it's in Japanese. That's a lie. I totally do remember it, but I'm not going to say it because I'm not that kind of weeb. Yeah. And for like people who have like an animated avatar and they sing covers of Vocaloid songs.
Okay.
But their personas are still considered like
Vocaloids?
Vocaloid-esque.
I see.
And it's wild. But I wasn't expecting, so I was like, and the way they write about them is the same. So like if you look up a character in like a Vocaloid wiki, it'll be like, ah, this character is capable of going like very high and has like this kind of vocal type and like interesting. And then you go to one of these real people who also sings these songs and it has the same kind of write up.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't like, oh God, if you didn't know what this word meant, how would you know if it was a person or not?
Schrodinger's Vocaloid. Like it's both a person and not a person.
Basically. But anyways, Vocaloids are cool now and I'm suffering.
This just in, Vocaloids are cool now, as ruled by Gabe.
I mean, yeah, like they are much more advanced than they were when I first heard them, to be fair.
Yes.
Although some of it is cheating.
It's cheating, it doesn't
count. I think here's the biggest problem I have, is that a lot of Vocaloid songs are just not great.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the songs written for them, I'm like, oh, like, the voice sounds very smooth, that's very convincing. I don't want to listen to the song ever again.
The song is just bad.
Yeah, like I want more of the like rock ones than I was never like a J-pop bitch. I was a J-rock bitch.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, listen, Visual K music explains everything about why I am the way I am. Like that's my dream gender.
That's the Gabe experience.
Like, abso-fucking-lutely it is. Oh my God. But like,
thank you.
So much of it is like weird soft pop. Anyways, that was my update. We'll give you an update in a week or so as to whether or not I have actually fallen down a Vocaloid hole.
We'll see.
Pray
we'll
for
track
me.
Your progress. Oh my gosh.
That's me. I'm Gosh.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Gosh.
You're welcome. Oh fuck. Actually, before you play something.
Yeah.
I also have a correction. This is sent in by Emily, the wizened old crone. Apparently, the second or third time, I don't know, that I played Pan Pipes for Lovers, I misidentified a song.
Yes.
I said it sounded like a song from Evita, and apparently it's a Celine Dion song. But I have played the two of them back to back, and they sound exceedingly similar. So I'm still giving myself credit, but like, here's the correction. Thank you, Emily, / fight me.
Thank you. Thank you for this correction.
/ fight me.
Yes, of course. All right. I have... this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
This was... When I tell you that YouTube recommends me this shit now, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff that YouTube gives me.
No.
This is Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is this an hour long?
On six... I'm not going to play the whole thing. Definitely
I
not.
Fucking hope not.
Chipmunks on 16-speed Sludgefest full album by Lunar Orbit. It's... Oh! Let me tell you, when I first listened to this video... I was not sober, so it made it even worse. I was like, I'm experiencing pain.
Why did you choose to do this to me? Like, I'm a good person.
Oh, I experienced this and I needed to share it.
Did you need to?
I did need to.
This is like your friend's brother's bad garage band so far.
I know. The voice.
I hate it here.
Oh, man.
My friend in high school had a boyfriend who had a band that sounded very much like this.
Yeah.
And to annoy him, every time he played anywhere, we would just yell, like, play Freebird over and over again. And so once he did a set where he just played Freebird over and over and over again.
Oh no.
We did bring that on ourselves, but it was not good.
What did everybody else think? The regular people in the crowd.
What regular people? This was high school. Everyone in the crowd was someone he knew.
Oh, fair. Fair.
This is, Anna, this is a crime.
Yep.
And I played that Feel Good Inc. Kids Bop monstrosity.
It is. Okay, so there's another song in this video that I feel that you need to hear. So I'm gonna pause this. So, their version of Heaven is a Place on Earth.
Oh.
Painful.
No.
Oh, man.
This is, like, the worst.
It's so ominous.
Okay, here's the thing. This is very bad.
Yes.
However, could I listen to this? Yes.
Yes, that's the thing.
The first one, no. This one, like, yeah.
Pain. Oh, that's enough of that, I think. There you go. I hope you enjoyed that.
I absolutely did not.
Yep.
For the record. So. Okay, so I have a video sent in also by Emily, the wizened old crone. And Emily also sent in a video that I remember from college that is extremely cursed and extremely visual. So I'll try to remember to tweet it out.
Yes.
But this is Rock and Roll McDonald's by Wesley Willis, who Emily correctly said was local to me. And you can tell this for two reasons. One, because it says it on the Wikipedia page about him. But also because Chicago was home to the Rock and Roll McDonald's before they tore it down.
Oh, my God.
It was
Rock and Roll
great.
McDonald's.
I think about it all the time. Anyways, have this masterpiece.
I'm so ready. Oh, good.
McDonald's is a place to rock.
Oh, man.
It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Like, I'm vibing.
Oh.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
God.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
The exact vibe of the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This makes me think of... Okay, so I told somebody this one time and they thought I was extremely weird for it. Sometimes my dreams have ad breaks.
What?
And this feels like a song from a dream ad break.
Fair enough.
Oh, man.
Like, I genuinely enjoy this, though.
I'm glad you do.
I do. Just vibe.
Rock and roll McDonald's.
Yeah, I miss it every day.
McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King.
Oh.
A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
I can feel my soul leaving.
I'm having a great time.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Pain.
That was very good. Thank you for sending that in, Emily the Wizened Old Crone. Also, I would like to alert everyone that my dad just emailed me animal coloring book pages.
Oh, good.
No context, no why he decided to send this to me.
Like, he sent you the coloring book pages, or he sent you the words animal coloring book pages?
I think he sent me a PDF of them.
Oh, good. Do you have a printer?
No, but my sister does, so essentially okay. I do. I don't, like, what is, why, father?
In case you want to color some animals, I guess.
Oh, I do like them, though.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
They've got, like,
coloring book pages.
Aphorisms on them or something. Like, it's good. I'm here for it.
Good.
I'm just, so like, glad. weird, unexpected shit.
Before I play this next song, I just remembered, as I was talking about my dream ads, I want to tell you about one of them that I remember.
Tell me.
I was one time having a dream, and it was interrupted by an ad for dirt.
Like you can find it outside dirt?
Yeah, I think it was more specifically for a dirt carting service.
Like, oh, that's like, very important.
Do you have too much dirt and you wish it were somewhere else? Call us. We have a big truck and we will haul your dirt somewhere else.
I love that. That's so helpful.
And I was like, okay. And like, the ad itself was like this big truck of dirt going down the road, and somebody was like bicycling it behind it, and the dirt all fell out onto this person on the bicycle, and it was like, does this ever happen to you? I was like, yeah, it does.
What do you mean, yeah, it does? There is no way that's happened to you. Dream On is a liar.
But I feel like it would.
I don't have dream ad breaks.
Yeah.
But I do have like weird dream locations that don't exist in the real world but show up in the same form every time I dream them.
Oh yes. Dream landscapes.
Yeah, it's weird.
I love that. And then sometimes those dream landscapes are like located in actual places near where I live. And so I go there in real life and I'm like, this does not look like it's supposed to look.
This does not look like it is in my dream. One of mine is definitely Navy Pier, but it's nothing like Navy Pier. But in my dream,
anti-Navy Pier.
It's Navy Pier. Yeah. Okay. What are you going to play?
Okay. I'm going to play this video called Crab Walk by Party in the Hills. This was sent in by MK, the extremely tired Muppet. Thank you, MK.
Thanks, MK.
Oh, here it is.
You know what? I'm already determining that I didn't deserve this.
It's a picture of a crab under a disco ball.
It is that. You are not wrong.
Oh. Crab.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm a good person. No. MK. Unacceptable.
Crab walk. Yep.
This is not ideal.
Oh, I'm having a good time.
Why did you choose to do this to me?
Crab walk. If you wanna be my baby girl, you're gonna crab walk. Hell yes. Put 'em on the ground, take your fucking hands, put 'em on the ground, take your fucking butt, put it in the air. Now you're fucking doing that crab walk thing.
Yeah. Instructions unclear. There are a lot of ways you could be moving like that.
5 seconds.
Oh.
Get on over here with that crab ass.
God. I'm in hell.
bitch, that's right.
I'm in crab walk hell.
I know.
I'm at a fucking party in the hills. I'm at a fucking party in the hills. And someone says, oh, are you with that crab? I say, hell yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay, so when I was like six, maybe?
Oh my god. Innumerable years ago.
Yeah, I went to my cousin's bar mitzvah. And like in the kids part of the room, they were doing limbo, but it was kids limbo, so you're allowed to crab walk.
Yeah.
And as I was going under, I was doing really well. Whoever was holding the fucking pole dropped it on my face.
No.
And it cut some part of my mouth, and I was wearing this like terrible blue dress with like a big white like Peter Pan collar and cuffs.
Oh yeah.
Completely covered in blood. And I like went over to my mom in the adult section, and I was like, I got some blood on my dress, and she was like,
oh my god.
And we were like trying to clean it up in the bathroom. It was such a fucking nightmare. And I was like, can I go back and do more limbo though? And my mom was like, no.
Absolutely not. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that story.
You're welcome.
I have not done much limbo in my life. Actually, the only limbo that I've done has been, I used to go to my local roller skating rink, and they had roller limbo, which is, as you might guess, a lot harder than normal limbo, because you are on skates.
God, the last roller rink around here closed, and I'm sad about it. Actually, I think there's one, like, further into Chicago, but not one I've been to.
Yeah. You already did this one, didn't you?
This is from the last episode.
Oh.
Fight me.
God.
This is a song from the last episode. Oh, did my spreadsheet get fucked? Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. Everything is going really well right now. Anyways, this is an Enemy song by Anna Duh. It's a great song, and I've made Anna listen to it already, but they're going to listen to it again.
This has gotten stuck in my head so many times.
That's because it's fucking quality.
Oh,
and, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I have not found a place in which this performer pronounces their name.
Anemone, anemone, anemo, and another me. Anemone, anemone,
so good.
Anemone. Anemone, anemone, anatomy, anemone, anatomy, another and another me. Anemone, anemone, anatomy.
Like, so good. And the fucking dance, like, it's quality.
An enemy's anatomy, an enemy's anatomy, an Nemo and an atomy. An enemy, an enemy's anatomy.
Anemone.
Anemone, anemone's an enemy, anemone's an enemy, an Nemo and atomic me. Anemone, anemone's an enemy.
It's so good.
Like,
anemone, an enemy,
I dream anemone, of creating
anemone,
this good.
Anemone, anemone, and another me. Anemone, an enemy, anemone.
This is the epitome of internet content.
Anemone. Yeah.
It's the best thing that you could possibly make.
Oh.
Oh, and now every time I see a picture of or the word anemone, this song does appear in my head.
That's what's supposed to happen. That is the system working as intended.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad everything is working as it should be.
Tis.
Tis. Oh, what do I have for you?
What do you have for me?
I have this, and you are not going to like it.
I never do.
You never do. This is YMCA, but every lyric is Young Man.
Maybe I'll like
again,
it.
Again, by Snidbert.
Thanks, Snidbert.
Thank you, Snidbert. Yeah.
I don't want this.
How did I know? Yep.
Like, I guess.
Young man. I'm dancing.
Are you? I'm just suffering.
Just wait.
It's fun to stay at the
Oh my god.
just to suffer.
Every day I get emails.
It's fun to stay at the Why Are We Still Here just to suffer.
Every day I get emails.
Oh.
This is so bad.
It is.
Okay, well,
there you go.
In response to that,
oh no,
I did say I was going to spread out all of the feel-good inks that were sent by Satan's personal delivery boy.
I thought when you said that Satan's personal delivery boy had sent in a bunch of these, I thought you meant a bunch of Kidz Bop vibrato covers.
Bunch of feel-good inks.
Just a bunch of feel-good inks.
This is feel-good ink, but all the lyrics are Haas by Andrew Rockefeller, also sent in by Satan's personal delivery boy. Thank you, Satan's personal delivery boy.
Oh, pain.
Not yet, you're not.
Mm. Oh. Please. I'm gonna start crying.
That's the aim. I want tears.
Oh. No. No. It sounds like a duck.
Like a duck. Jinx.
Oh, pain. Doesn't even sound like a human voice anymore.
That's how they make Vocaloids.
this is how they make Vocaloids. No.
It just sounds like a kazoo now.
It does. Oh. No. This reminds me of a TikTok I saw the other day where this girl was doing like trumpet impressions.
I've seen that.
Oh. And it sounded like a trumpet. This is that but worse.
This is that but kazoos.
Oh no.
And now we're back to duck.
Oh.
And now it's like an arcade game.
What if I just melted into a puddle and didn't have sentience anymore?
You could absolutely try that, but I think the song is gonna haunt you regardless.
No. I can feel myself slowly perishing.
As well you should. That's actually my whole aim, as you know, in this podcast, is to just kill you slowly with sounds.
Yeah, the final
episode. How am I doing so far?
You're about 50% there.
Excellent. The plan is going swimmingly.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Bad kazoo. Tis I, the bad kazoo.
Tis I.
Oh,
currently looking through my list, deciding what is the best revenge for this.
Retribution!
Retribution. Oh god, I have one. It does sound like he's just saying quack.
Maybe he is.
Oh. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
Like a deflating a toy. Oh.
Jump scared.
I was jump scared.
Yeah, anyways, thank you for that, Satan's personal delivery boy.
God.
I really feel like it got my point across.
And your point is, I will kill you.
Yeah, like lovingly. to
lovingly.
Death.
To death.
Yeah. What you got?
Oh, I've got this as retribution. This will make me suffer as well, but I need to inflict it upon you.
Okay, I've decided I'm going to be immune to it.
This is Caramel Dancing, but it's vocoded to Gangsta's Paradise by SI Music GH3.
I'm going to be immune.
Suffer. It's so bad.
Listen, I've decided it's going to be fine.
Have fun with that.
This sounds great. 10 out of 10.
No.
Would highly recommend.
I'm sure you would. Oh, pain.
Like, it's bad, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty bad.
Like, would I want to listen to it? No. But am I getting psychic damage? Also, no.
Oh.
Mind over matter, motherfucker. I am invincible.
I have only managed to harm myself.
Anna hurt themselves in their confusion.
I did.
Yeah, I'm vibing.
I feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience.
I'm having a very in-body experience. Quality.
This is finally the episode that kills me.
Yeah, and you did most of it yourself, too.
I know.
Which is the worst part. The first time I heard the, like, real version of Caramel Dancing, it fucked me up. It's so slow.
I think we played it on here.
I think we might have. It's so fucking slow.
It is.
That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing with the class.
Oh. Maybe I need to stop sharing with the class.
You thought you could defeat me, but I am too powerful for you.
Apparently so. I have only succeeded in defeating myself.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm trying to find something short enough.
Oh, your timer
in my
situation.
Spreadsheet, and it got
your
fucked up
spreadsheet.
My spreadsheet done got fucked up.
My spreadsheet.
My spoon's too big.
My spreadsheet's
okay,
too fucked up.
Okay, I'm gonna play this. This is from
okay.
My spoon's too big. This is from fucking something. I think an Adult Swim thing. I don't remember.
I'm so worried. Denim.
This is what I do. I sit on you. And it was posted by Buddy Gripple, but I don't think that's who it is. I think it's Adult Swim. It doesn't matter. Have this.
Yeah. No. Sir.
This is what I do. I sit on you. Sit on you. Sit on you. This is what I do. I sit on you. Right on your lap.
This is what I do. I sit on
you. This is like in my subconscious at all points.
I sit on you. Right on your head. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. Sit on you. This is what I do. Sit on you. Sit, 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 sit on you. Sit, sit, sit on you. Sit, sit on you. Sit, sit, sit on you. This is what I do, I sit on you. Sit on you, sit on you. This is what I do, I sit on you.
That's it. It's just for a little flavor right there at the end.
Oh, just a little bit. Just a little taste at the end.
This has been your weekly serving of bad.
This has been a serving of like 7,000 calories of terrible.
This is not a balanced breakfast.
This is not a healthy podcast.
This is an unbalanced midnight alcohol binge.
You're right.
And if you want to contribute to this monstrosity, you can send us things at badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com. I fucked it up.
You can send it to that email. The email is pinned in our pinned tweet on Twitter, which is @badcursed. Go follow us on Twitter. We say funny things occasionally. We tweet funny things, funny videos more occasionally. Sometimes we share things that are too visual for voice. We post episode reminders, and you can just come say hello. Or fuck you if you want to.
You can also say that. We accept that.
We do.
We are also part of a podcasting network now, Common Unity Media, and we have a Patreon associated with them if you want to throw us some dollar bills and get fun perks like our Discord where we hang out.
Yeah, we hang out and people send us terrible things at 4 a.m. because of time zones.
True.
You can find it at commonunity.media. There is our podcast, my other show, Glass Letters, Roll for Chaos, Minnesota Jones, Tell Me It's Something to Pod About. We got tons of stuff.
We and got most content of it is coming better out of than every this orifice.
Every orifice.
I resent that. This podcast is a choice.
It cannot be qualified as good. You have to agree with me there.
I think it's good. Yeah. So your blessed audio for today is also, like, as per usual, dubiously blessed. Oh, and it's not gonna work now because the link got messed up because everything hates me. This was sent in by Cam. Thank you, Cam, who said that they didn't know if it was blessed or cursed. I'm choosing blessed.
I'm picking one.
This is 8th Incantation, Lemon Demon, and Splatoon by Diamond Bricked Z. And I have been Gabe, Gay Dog Matchmaker.
I have been Anna, sitting in the corner waiting for in-person cons to happen again because I want to dress up in a shitty costume and spend too much money, please, God.
And we'll talk at you again in a week.
Have a good lucky week, everybody. If you're unlucky.
Okay, bye, bad bitches.
Bye.
We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.